This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Arms Length Reporting for investors who want the whole story. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome in. Time for KER Politics. You know, when somebody's saying today on Friday, Doc Postma and I are recording this on Friday, and it's interesting when people talk about what's going on right now. It's 10 o'clock in the morning on the West Coast, and we still have a speech coming out here at noon, so things are still kind of up in the air, but Doc and I feel that it really is going against progressives right now. Let me tell you why. The unemployment numbers that came out this morning are the lowest that they've been since 1969, and Trump's approval rating is now at 51%. Manufacturing confidence is at an all-time high. I don't know about you, Doc, but I feel very strongly that the proof is in the pudding. Actions speak louder than words. It would appear that our country is doing very, very well from an economic standpoint, and it would appear that our country is doing much better than it has been in the past from a moral standpoint. Why do I say that? Well, I say that because I think the progressives have really shot themselves in the foot. I made that prediction on KER Politics last week. What I mean by that is I think they have taken this thing to an extreme. I mean, it's a little ridiculous when you have people in Washington, D.C. who have to get police protection to keep them safe from protesters. The tipping point that you and I discussed, Doc, that could occur in our country here between now and the elections, which are, what, less than 5 weeks away, about 4.5 weeks away, I think that we're back on the right track again in the sense that the economy is doing well. Moral values have increased, and that's very important to me. And I'm really kind of glad to see this happen. We're going to know for sure tomorrow exactly what happens with the Kavanaugh situation. But I want to say the Kavanaugh situation is not the final chapter. The elections in November are the final chapter. What are your comments on this, Doc?
Well, number one, the economy, of course, is looking better from a number of standpoints. Deregulation that Trump started as soon as he put his big toe in the White House, that's number one. Number two is his tax cuts for corporations, and they can bring back that money. And so currently the economy, you know, looks good, and it may continue for a while. I have a concern because we still have the tremendous debt we do in. And he has done tremendous deficit spending, which has helped keep the economy on a solid keel. But I'm a little concerned if we're stealing from the future again like we always do, because I say to myself, if things start to slow down again, what do we have left? You know, we've about running out of tricks in our bags. So I'm a little concerned going forward about the economy. That's number one. Number two, I don't know if the morals are increasing in this country, although I think people are waking up to the fact that the Democratic Party, the Progressive Party, or the left are amoral, just about. And, you know, for years, they were able to hide it. The mainstream media for years was able to hide it, but it was present way back when I was younger. In fact, I quit listening to NBC, ABC, and CBS when I was in my 30s because I figured out at an early age that they were slanted in how they presented everything. They never presented both sides of a view. So even back then, I stopped listening to them. And it's only taken a tremendous change in our country to really take the veil off of these people. And now the world can see them for what they are. And I think that's stark, the fact that now the American people should be really aware of what these people are all about, and it isn't pretty when you see it. And it's got to scare, I think, a lot of people, especially people that try to run their lives as best they can and trying to make the right decisions as individuals.
You know, Dr. P, after I've thought about this a lot over the past few days, over the past few weeks, actually, I've spent a lot of time basically recuperating from some rather major surgery, which I had a week ago Tuesday, and I'm starting today to feel pretty darn good, finally. You know, at least the doctor was right. I feel better now on this end than I did on the other end, that's for sure. But it was pretty hit and miss there for a while. I was feeling pretty rough. But regardless, let me say one thing, Doc, and that is I am very, very concerned about the fact that the progressives do seem to have control of the media. You know, I was watching various things that happened this past week, and I would flip back between CNN and Fox. And I have to tell you, you get two entirely different stories. And I guess the question that I have is, what the heck are the progressives trying to do? Are they trying to really make this a socialistic country or a communistic country? And if so, why? What's your opinion?
Al, I don't have a clue what these people want as far as their agenda. Maybe they want complete open borders. Maybe they're in bed with Soros on that whole thing. And who knows what else they want. There are people that are saying, hey, these people are acting like, you know, the old communists. And maybe the socialism part of it is true, that they want redistribution of income. It would be interesting to really sit down and ask these people, what's the end game here for them? But I think mainly it's open borders. And number two, it could be they want to turn this country completely socialistic, although we are already, to a degree, we have some socialism, so it's not like that be a complete change in this country. So I think that's, and more than not, what they really want is power. And
I think
that can be pretty scary.
I think it's all about power, Doc. I really do. And I think that they realized that they were probably in trouble when Hillary lost the election in the last, you know, the last major election. I think the Democrats really realized at that point that they had made a mistake with Hillary Clinton and that there really wasn't an alternative at the time. I will be very curious from a political standpoint to see what the Democrats are going to do if the tipping point does go in our favor, which I think it will. By our favor, I mean the conservative favor. If it does, I don't know what the heck the Democrats are going to do. I have made comments in the past where I have said this really could be, it could call for a major reorganization in the Democratic Party, because Dianne Feinstein and some of the other Democrats a week ago Thursday really looked bad, in my opinion. America is not a country of rude, aggressive people. And that's what these progressives really are, Doc.
Their outlook is very dangerous. When you look at some of the countries in the world where there was massive slaughter of people, almost all of that came out of a socialistic background as far as the leadership of those countries. It wasn't right-wing, as they tried to say, because they tried to say that Hitler was a right-wing person. He wasn't. He belonged to the Socialistic Party when he was younger. And then you have, you have the Italy, Mussolini. He wrote for a socialistic paper. And then you have Pol Pot, and you have Stalin.
Yep.
And you can go on and on. All of these people came from a socialistic mind frame at the beginning.
Very
and
definitely.
I'll tell you.
Doc, gotta take a real quick commercial break here. Ladies and gentlemen, stick around. I'm going to be right back with one of our favorite guests, Doc Postma.
Thank you. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health one tea bag at a time.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Hey, welcome back. Chatting with Doc right now. We're going to talk a little bit about one of your favorite subjects. I mean, this is really an investment website, a financial website, more than anything else. And we're spending a lot of time on politics. I think the point that I'm trying to make is that in terms of politics, there is a real correlation. There are some really interesting signposts, for lack of better terms, what's going on in the political arena, how it can affect investing in the future. I'm going to chat in the last segment on AER Politics today with Ryan Cole. We're going to talk about how he feels, what's going on right now, could potentially, given whatever the outcome is, taking both outcomes. Ryan's going to talk in segment 8 about how that, in his mind, will affect the precious metals market. Doc, I'm going to ask you the same question. I have some pretty strong opinions on this issue. Let's assume, for example, that the conservatives come into power. Let's assume that Kavanaugh gets elected, which is not going to be the final chapter. But let's assume that the final chapter, which is represented, in my opinion, by the elections here about 4 weeks away, that will be the final chapter. Let's assume that conservatives maintain power. How do you think that's going to affect the price of precious metals?
I don't think it'll do much for them, Hal, because actually with their attempt to bring back jobs to this country and for them looking at our country as a sovereign nation, and in fact, most of the Republicans slowly being elected believe in the sovereignty of this nation and the nationalistic tendencies of what we should be instead of globalists. They're going to try to bring back jobs. They're going to try to avoid bringing in more people that could go on welfare rolls. And they're going to try to keep spending down and slowly decrease the size of the federal government, which they talked about for years but never accomplished. Although I just read a report for now that the federal employees are down 16,000
Yes.
in numbers since Trump was elected. So I don't think it's going to be positive initially for precious metals, but I do think it will be positive for them in the future, regardless of whether the conservatives stay in power or the Democrats manage to eke out a win. And I say this because eventually when you do deficit spending or you do monetary printing of money, Eventually, it's going to show itself in inflation, which I think is going to come back regardless of who's in power. And that's only a matter of time, in my view. But it may take longer if the Republicans maintain their position, I feel.
That's pretty interesting that you would say that. By the way, I want to apologize for my stuffed up nature. I do have one of the effects of getting out of major surgery is I am pretty stuffed up right now, and I probably will be for quite some time. Ladies and gentlemen out there, please bear with Big Al. He's been through all kinds of trials and tribulations when it comes to Dr. Postma's specialty, what happens to be urology. Anyway, having said that, I'm over and done with it. The tunnel is now behind me. Having said that, so what I guess what I'm hearing you say is, I guess I don't want to put words in your mouth, and I don't want to do that. What if the progressives really, what if the teeter-totter, for lack of better terms, goes in their favor? They regain control, and then they go in philosophically in the direction that they want to go. What's that going to do for precious metals, Doctor?
I don't think much, because it would take time for them to gain complete control. You have to understand Pelosi and these people. They're being pressured from the left, and that's probably why they're moving that way to a degree, and they're going to have to maintain their positions. Because if the Democratic Party is taken over more and more by a radical fringe, you're going to have to see them modify how they talk and their behavior. But it's going to take a long time, Al, because one thing you have to remember about this country, the oligarchs are ultimately in control, just like they are in Russia or any other country, in my view. And they're not going to want to see a socialist country here, from my perspective, necessarily, because it could impact them as well. Of course, they could look at it as a way of nationalizing their industries as well, because, of course, socialism doesn't talk about that. But the next step after socialism is the possibility of actually communism, and that they would not like. So the oligarchs are still very influential in this country, the people that really hold the power of the elite. And it ultimately, you can have these people talking socialism and a few of them winning office, but it takes an awful long time before it becomes reality, in my view.
That's interesting. I would happen to agree with that. Now, let me ask you this. When I think about the oligarchs in the United States, and let's use the term oligarch not necessarily in a negative sense, because, you can put some very successful business people into that category. But let's see if you and I agree on this. I would say the oligarchs in the United States would consist on the positive side of people like Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, etc. I mean, I think obviously they are profit-driven, although I think Bill Gates isn't necessarily quite as profit-driven as Jeff Bezos is, but they are brilliant. Bezos is a brilliant businessman. Would you count Bezos and Bill Gates as being in the category of being oligarchs?
I would, and the thing is, you always wonder where they're going to fall, ultimately, and how they look at things politically, because they're going to fall, I'm afraid, based on how one certain type of economical system will benefit them personally. So it's hard to say how these people would react, and that's what makes it so interesting. If a socialistic state would actually benefit them economically, these people, unfortunately, I don't think have a lot of soul to them. You know, they're profit-driven, and whether they do it under a socialistic government or a free enterprise system, I'm afraid that profit is what drives them.
Well, why do you say I'm afraid there's profit that drives them? I mean, I think profit's a pretty good motive, personally.
Well, it is, as long as it's a free enterprise system, or whether it's crony capitalism or it's crony socialism. If they are able to drive profit by being a raging socialist, I'm sure that they would look at being a raging socialist. And you have to understand too, Al, I think a lot of these people could care less about a country. They don't care where they live.
I think you're 100% right. Got to take a real quick break here. Ladies and gentlemen, it's great to have the doctor back on the show in KER Politics. Stick around. I'm going to be right back with Dr. John Huber.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We are proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse is passionate about redefining youth through revolutionary products. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce from Dr. Nathan Newman. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa, Jeunesse Medical Advisor, has designed several products helping the body perform better through naturally occurring plant compounds. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee. They're available with up to 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Cortland Economics Report.
Okay, John, Blasey Ford, Brett Kavanaugh, he said, she said. The thing about the Blasey Ford situation is there seems to be some, for lack of better terms, lack of cooperation, number one, and number two, some people who seem not to have 100% accurate memory. Any comments on this?
Well, there's a few things that I want to clear up in that statement. She is a PhD psychologist, but that's a wide range of things. And she lists in her job title as a biostatistician. So that means she does statistics for the behavioral sciences. It doesn't mean she's a clinical psychologist that actually works and is a practitioner of psychology and understands exactly how, you know, psychology works from one moment to the next. So she probably, in the clinical psychology program she works at, she probably helps people process their research data, and she probably teaches about testing and measurement and how to measure different things that are going on in people, like IQ, for example. And that being said, because I've had a lot of people go, well, don't you think she would know? And I'm like, not specifically, because just because you're a PhD psychologist, you could be a PhD psychologist in social psychology, in cognitive psychology, in experimental psychology, in forensic psychology, in clinical psychology, in a myriad, I think there's 41 or 42 different areas of psychology you can have a PhD in. And that doesn't mean she knows about memory and how it works under stress and things like that. So it's quite possible that, yes, she doesn't remember that stuff, and it's quite possible that she had this recovered memory. The problem with recovered memories, to me, as a psychologist who practices with people, who goes on the witness stand and talks to people, is that I don't know how much of that recovered memory was actually implanted there by someone like me, a psychologist. So I don't trust them, first of all. Second of all, I think it's unusual because when I have had veterans, for example, who suffer from PTSD, all of a sudden have a recovered memory, they're able to tell me that they were attacked in this town in Afghanistan on this day and it was a sunny afternoon or it was cloudy. They could tell me very specific things that she seems to not be able to remind people or tell people of. And then, and especially according to the FBI study, none of her witnesses corroborated her story. So I'm not saying she's lying. I'm saying she fully believes that story, but she may have it wrong just because how vulnerable memory is, even though we think it's such a steadfast, perfect thing. It's not. Human memory is very fallible.
So I want to ask you one other thing. I'm not an expert like you are, but I'll tell you, the one thing I really would like an answer to is you have two very, very opposing sides on this issue. Both sides swear up and down that they are right. You have the Blasey Ford advocates, and you have, obviously, the Brett Kavanaugh advocates. Now, what my question is, the progressives are incredibly, incredibly angry. They are taking actions that are really above and beyond what I would call any kind of decorum. According to what I understand, George Soros is spending an awful lot of money supporting this thing. They are very, and that's an allegation on my part, they are very, very well organized. We now have a police department in Washington, D.C. that has been called out to give protection to senators and other people. What causes this extreme anger, John?
Well, part of it is a lack of individuals in our country actually doing their own homework and finding out what's really going on. And they've been indoctrinated by our political leaders, and I can say to some extent on both sides, to respond to trigger words. You know, we hear that with, oh, you have to worry about trigger words for somebody gonna have their PTSD because their dog died when they were four, whatever's going on. You know, but the reality of it is, stimulus response mechanism, that old Pavlov training and teaching and learning that they do, ringing the bell, so to speak. Well, for example, the word Trump to someone who doesn't like him is that bell ringing, and they instantly jump to anger.
Sure.
And they've been trained this way through a liberal media and their political leaders. And the whole idea is, if you get somebody focused on emotion, they never stop to think about things rationally. And the Republican Party tends to come out and say, you know, here's the data, here's what we need to do. Look what happens when we lower taxes. We actually have an increase in tax revenue. Productivity goes up. GDP goes up. People start making more money. People start investing more. And it becomes this vicious cycle, and the capitalism system works. You start raising taxes. People stop spending money, and the machine shuts down. We saw it with Reagan. We're seeing it again now with Trump. But they don't want you to see the good part. So they go out and accuse Trump of something else one more time. And the constituents out there hear Trump and they immediately jump to anger and they don't believe anything else. And their rational minds are not thinking rationally. They're thinking with their limbic system, which is full of emotion. So you go from your frontal lobe to the deep, deep lizard brain that's very similar to a reptile's brain in our human brain. There's a lot in common. Does things like maintains body temperature and homeostatic mechanisms for insulin and blood sugar and all those types of things, heart rate. And that's where our emotions are. That's where fight or flight mechanisms come around. That's why animals, when they're endangered, they're able to run with extreme speed or fight with ferocious energy that they don't normally have. And when we, as human beings, have that same thing. We walk down a bicycle path and a bear walks in front of us and we quit thinking rationally and we start thinking with our emotions. So we start running or we fight like crazy man. And either way, that increases our survivability. But when we're talking about politics, we need to think, we need to process, we need to make rational decisions. What's good for one person, what's not good for another person. This whole idea that the federal government should have one set of standards for every state, when what's needed in Washington state's different than what's needed in California and Colorado and Texas and Maine and Florida, because we all have our own situation and our own differences. So, for example, one educational program for the whole country, although it sounds great, it's really not, because local people can sit down and say, this is what our kids need, and we can direct education that way. Now, we turn that around, and we start looking at things like we don't like what this party's doing, so let's start that trigger mechanism, and let's talk about how evil this person is. And we take a person like Trump, for example, who I think has 13 or 14 awards from NAACP and been personally given them by Jesse Jackson and all these people for working with minorities and inner city youth and helping them. And then the first thing they start doing is calling him a racist. Why? Because you can't prove a negative. You can't prove you're not something. You can only prove that somebody has actually done something. In a court of law, we don't prove that I'm innocent. You have to prove I'm guilty by showing proof that I did do those things.
That doesn't appear to be the case today, John.
Well, and that's where if you go and look at different writings and scholars out there, they talk about how when we start making these arbitrary ideals up without defining them and say, when you have someone with a certain disorder, say with a wheelchair, and they talk about you have to provide within you have to provide accommodations, a realistic accommodations for that individual.
Gotcha.
Rational. And then they don't define rational.
No,
well, we know for a wheelchair.
I totally understand. John, I've got to take a real quick break here.
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, John Huber, my friend and expert when it comes to this, going to be right back with some definite predictions about the upcoming precious metals market.
Listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing it, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Welcome back. We're wrapping up KER Politics right now in a kind of a different way with my friend Ryan Coe. Ryan has been involved in the precious metals industry and in the investment sector since, oh gosh, a long time, probably 10, 15, 20 years. We're going to talk a little bit about his company just as an add-on here, Corvus Gold. Corvus put out a press release last week that I want to talk about briefly, but then we're going to get into what Ryan feels is going to happen in the gold sector in terms of gold's price between now and the election. First of all, regarding the press release, Mr. Coe, October 2nd, 2008, Corvus Gold drills 19.8 meters at 3.52 grams per ton gold and 129.5 meters at 1.12 grams per ton gold in the West Zone. This is involved in the Motherlode project in Nevada. What does all of that mean for investors? And by the way, I need to say, stress, this is not investment advice. This is definitely not a solicitation to buy or sell shares. What does this mean, though, for Corvus investors?
Well, thank you for having me on the show again now. Good to hear that surgery went well. In terms of the news, this is our first batch of drill results from our Phase 3 drill program. Our last press release 2 weeks ago was our maiden resource announcement at Motherlode. Now, these new drill results from Phase 3 are not included in that resource estimate. So these are what you would call new ounces that could be added in a future resource update. So what's important about this press release is that we're continuing to show that there is expansion potential at Motherlode. We have yet to find the extent and the boundaries of where this deposit ends. So we came in, we drilled more towards the west and towards the north at different angles from previous drilling, and we're continuing to hit broad intercepts of the +1 gram to 2 gram material that is very important in open pit configuration. Now, future results will come from this north area as we've been drilling throughout the month of September. Also towards the west in future results that we'll be reporting. So this goes to show that our deposit has plenty of upside to continue, even though we've published a resource and our upcoming preliminary economic assessment later this month. That is not the full extent of this deposit. There is more to come from this deposit.
Being KER Politics, I'm going to ask you, if you don't mind, let's change the subject a little bit. What is the interest right now? The government actions, right, is what this whole next conversation is going to be about. We have a very, I don't want to say it's a dysfunctional government, but I want to say it's a government that is constantly on the news, almost like a soap opera, for lack of better terms. How do you feel this, the strongest economy, the largest political entity in the world, how do you feel, Ryan, that this is going to affect the price of gold? And let's just talk about the interest or lack thereof of precious metals in the investment sector right now. Let's talk about the conferences, for example. This is conference time of year. Are they widely attended? Do you see enthusiasm? What's going on?
Yeah, so in the month of September, there's two large conferences in the sector. One is the Precious Metals Summit, which is largely attended by the juniors as well as the producers meeting with the juniors. And then right after that, shows the Denver Gold Forum, where all the producers, they make their presentations and meet with the investors. And also the juniors are also attending that show as well, too. So it was a very busy conference, the Precious Metals Summit, a great conference, great location. It's in Beaver Creek, Colorado. Well attended. The mood itself is a little bit dampened because, well, gold price has not been very cooperative. And with that being said, the money hasn't been flowing into this sector. Of course, there was big buzz from the Denver Gold Forum when, prior to the opening of the show, there was a big announcement of Barrick merging with Rongold to form the largest gold mining company in the world. So that was a big start to the conference at Denver Gold. But other than that, the mood is relatively dampened because of the gold price. And I don't see that changing until there's a broader market sell down. Now, of course, this past week we had the rate hike, and normally what happens after a rate hike, gold initially has this knee-jerk reaction, sells down like it did, and then the following week it recovers, and lo and behold, today the gold price did shoot back up above 1200. I always thought there was going to be another interim bottom close to around 1150, but it didn't look like it got there. Now, going into the fall here, I don't see anything changing unless there's a big broader market sell down. Now, if there's a broader market sell down, that has to be driven by something. And I could see that one factor being the U.S. midterm elections. That could cause a broader market sell down, and thus gold price could react to that. Now,
let me ask you this.
What could happen?
Yeah, I just want to, it could happen. There's no question about that. A broader market sell down, depending on which side of the fence you're on, can occur for a lot of reasons. I mean, if you're a progressive, obviously there's one set of reasoning. If you're a conservative, as I am, there's an entirely different set of reasoning. I have to tell you, since I was released from the hospital and since I'm recuperating, I have had all the time in the world to follow this stuff almost minute by minute. And I have to say, as of today, Tuesday, I'm not really sure how it's going to go. What type of action would it take in the elections, which are, what, about 6 weeks away right now, roughly? What type of action would it take to see a broad market sell down, in your opinion?
I would say a sweeping win from the Democrats would cause that. That would cause a broader market sell down. Now, on the flip side to that, if it's a sweeping win from the Republicans, we're going to have probably one more leg up in this broader market move. Already, I've noticed, even though today the headlines read Dow Jones reaches a new all-time high,
right,
what I've noticed is the all-time high numbers, companies at all-time high on the New York Stock Exchange are outnumbered by the companies that are reaching 52-week lows.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm talking about 52-week ranges. 52-week low companies are outnumbering 52-week high companies, I think, at a ratio of 3-1. And I don't think that's happened before since 1999, before the big broader market sell down back then. So in the context of what would drive that lower is, I could see if it was a sweeping win from the Democrats, that could do it. So, can that happen?
I happen to agree. Is that going to happen? God only knows. I mean, I would guess that probably Big Al, this is Big Al's opinion for what it's worth, for the Republicans to prevail, I'm not so concerned about the elections as I am about the thing with Kavanaugh. That's going to happen a whole lot sooner than the elections. That'll put a whole different spin on the elections. We're going to see from that potential action how people really feel about what's going on in this country. I mean, there really isn't much else to say, I don't think, other than that. And I have to say that my opinion from what I've seen is I think the Democrats have gotten too aggressive, and I have a lot of friends who feel the same way. I also have a lot of liberal friends who feel the same way. You can't be as aggressive and as rude as they are and not pay some kind of price.
And as an outside observer, being from where I am in Canada, I'm also seeing that same thing. It seems like the Democrats overplayed their hand here. They could have gone into the election not having put so much attention on this, and because it doesn't seem like it's going to make any difference in terms of the vote. Now, things could change. It changes on a minute-by-minute basis.
Yes, it does.
For the Supreme Court nominee here. But if this is their platform, it's going to galvanize the Republican Party and their supporters to come out in droves to vote again like they did in 2016. And that's why I could see this being a lot closer than what a lot of the pundits are saying, again, that it's the Democrats to lose. And it seems like if they keep playing this hand, they're going to work in the favor of the Republicans by galvanizing their support.
Ryan, we're out of time. We're going to see what happens. I got to tell you, it's amazing how sophisticated politically and certainly economically Ryan Coe is. It's amazing because he is so much younger than Big Al. Hey, I hope you enjoyed KER Politics with a bit of a financial overtone.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.